We're holding a siman Tof Mem Ches, Sifkot in Yud Tes. And the discussion, topic of discussion that we are holding by is that of if a Mechiras Chametz, how does a person sell the Chametz? What are the halachas of selling the Chametz? So we'll be mentioning that when you sell the Chametz, Mechaber tells us when you sell the Chametz, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us when we sell the Chametz, the Mechaber says, B'dover Muat. On the top of the page, he tells us, you sell it for a small amount of money. Okay? Now, there's going to be a question which we'll ask. The question is, there's a halacha called Ona'a. The Gemara B'Metzia, on Daf Nun Tes, I believe, tells us, there's Ona'a, hurting people with words. Ona'a's Dvarim. There's Ona'a by money. What does Ona'a by money mean? It means that you can't charge more than a sixth of the price. Okay, if you do, it's a violation of the Isra of Aynah. Now, what about the other direction? Less than a sixth, going down the other direction, right? More than a sixth or less than a sixth. So that's also a problem with Aynah. So over here, Mechaber is telling us you should sell it for a small amount. But what about the Isra of Aynah? So the Mishnah Berurah will tell us it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem in regards to Aynah? Because I want, if I'm getting rid of this chametz, I want it out of my possession. I don't want it to be in my house because then it's also for me to derive benefit from it. I can't use it. So that's what the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. If kodin yates, v'dover muat. If ein lachush, one should not be concerned. V'ein lachush lebitul mekach, to the deal not working halachically. Why not? Because, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shehare yodeya ba'atzmoy sheshava yoyse, that you know it's worth more. Misratze, you the seller, you want lahaknoy sloy, that the non-Jew should acquire this chametz. Kidei shelo yishar b'reshusoy v'yosu b'hano. In order that it should not stay in your possession, you the Jewish person's possession, and then you cannot derive benefit from this chametz. So there's no concern of aina'a. Further, utfei adif lei, it's better. Tfei means more, it's better. Shemoichroi lemakirov. Better to sell this chametz to a non-Jew that you know. You could think of a million and one examples of a non-Jew that you know. Whether it be your neighbor, whether it be the shul custodian. And this way, you and him, you know that you'll buy back from him after Pesach. The bezeh mistama yachzor hanochri. Most probably, the non-Jew will give this chametz back to you afterwards, sell it back to you. V'itnenu loy la'achar Pesach, and you'll get it after Pesach. V'ayim bir halacha ech min hagenu kahayoyim. How do we accustom ourselves today? Now, we're not going to see the words inside. I'll just tell you that if you take a look in the bir halacha, dir masal davar muat. It's all the way towards the bottom of the... Right there, stop. A little higher up. Right? Run there. When it just tells us... I'll read one sentence. Minog kol Yisrael, which is not really appropriate to take out one sentence out of it. It might be out of context. She'ein moichin b'davar muat. Minog of kol Yisrael is we don't sell for a davar muat. The Mechaber says we should sell. That's not the minog for nowadays. You speak to your Rav, you say, when you sell a chametz, how do you sell it? Let's say the chametz has a total value of, $700. Just give me a number. So do you sell it for $250 or do you sell it for $600? So the Bir Halach is telling us to sell it close to the value that it's worth.
The Arab told us to sell it to undervalue rather than overvalue.
Undervalue, right.
But he didn't say drastically.
Drastically. He didn't say drastically, but within the same zip code, right? Same ballpark, right. So he says, Elo hameka chasomach l'shove shel chametz. You should sell it, says the Bir Halacha, to the value of close to what it's worth. Okay, just wanted to share that with you. We're going back now into the Mishnah Berurah, where he continues and says, there's around four lines up from the bottom of the page, Kosu ha'achroinim, the achroinim right. The afa gav, even though, dilichat chilo. Ideally, it's best, yesh limkar b'kesef uv meshicha. When you sell this chametz, it should be done with kesef means money. Meshicha means that it's drawn, pulled into the new owner's possession. Mikomokoim im hachametz meruba. What happens if the chametz is a lot of chametz? V'i'asher limshoich hachametz kuloi. You can't pull all that chametz. You cannot do mashiach to all that chametz. V'chein. Another possibility, another case that we're discussing. Im ein hachametz kan. What happens if the chametz is not here in front of us? Shiyochol ha'akum lemoshchoi. If the chametz is not in front of us, let's say the chametz is in the warehouse somewhere else, so the non-Jew cannot drag it. It's just physically not here. So how does he acquire it? If he does not acquire the chametz, we have a problem. What's the problem? What's the problem? It's your chametz. It's your chametz. And then after Pesach, you have to get rid of it. You have to destroy it. You can't get hana out of it. So we want to make sure he acquires it. So, elahu bi'ir acheres or biderech, either you're traveling or the chametz is not around. Yesh lo ilahak noisoy. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us how should one acquire the chametz. What should he do? How should Nanjo acquire it? Yesh lo hak noisoy. Lenochri, turning the page, v'shakin yonim. With other aspects of acquisition. Such as what? Such as kegoin alidei roishim. Roishim means you make a sign on it. You put your John Hancock, you put a little symbol on it. So if the chametz is too much for you to drag it, do mashicha, not you, but the nanju to do the mashicha, to drag it into his possession, just a large quantity of chametz, so he goes ahead and he puts a seal, like a sign on it. Roishim. Shenago b'ksas mekoyim yashaloi keach. Roishim al dover ha'nikne. Like you have in many places, b'ksas in some places, he says, a few places, that the one who acquires something, he makes a roishim, a sign, on that which he acquires. Kidei shehaloi simen yadua, in order, why does he make the sign? In order to have a simen, a symbol, which is known that he acquired this item. Va'idei zeh konuloi hadavar. So even though he's not doing mashicha, he's not pulling it into his possession, it's still acquired to this person, to this non-Jew. Now, how do you say handshake in Lashon of Chazal? Tekiyas kaf. Well, that's exactly what we have right here. Or, oy alide tekiyas kaf, shekorin sushlog. If you want to say it in Yiddish, it's sushlog. So what do you do? You give the handshake to the non-Jew. You slap hands together, not a high five, a handshake. And you say, it's your chametz now. It's a 100% bona fide acquisition. The Hainu, he says, Shimakin kapein zelze. You take your hand and put your hands together. Okay.
Yeah,
they don't use that modern Hebrew. Modern Hebrew is the chitzas yad. Yeah, that's
not modern Hebrew. Right.
A deal, right. I mean, so we have a tekiyas kaf, a handshake, which shows the acquisition from the non-Jew, from the Jew to the non-Jew, now belongs to the non-Jew. Or there's a giving over of a pruta. A pruta is a small amount of money. In certain places, why would they use a pruta? Once again, it's a sign to show in certain communities that when I give over the pruta and you accept the pruta, it's now you acquired this massive item of the chametz. Another possibility of how does a non-Jew acquire the chametz? Shemesiros hamafteach havigemar hamekach, giving over of the key to the room where the chametz is a conclusion of the business transaction. Miu in brackets he tells us al kolponim tzorich sheyoymar. It's important that the Jew says to the non-Jew, Hareini meicher lecha, behold, I sell this chametz to you. Ployni, uployni, ba'adzach, kach v'kach. For X amount, just you tell the person's name, ployni, ployni, right? For X amount of money. V'loi kimoi sho'imrim ha'hamoin, and not like the most of the people do, hareini meichel ocho ha'mafteach, dezeh loi chashev klum. You're not selling the key, it's very important, you're not selling the key. You're selling the chametz. The key is how do you get to the chametz. It's very important, he says here. All these different points are extremely important because if it's not an acquisition, just like when you have, you refinance, you have papers and papers. You sign the same thing again and again and again. Those who've gone through the process know what we're talking about. So too, lahavdil min kosh lechol, if the transaction is not halachically done, kedas or kedin, properly, then the guy, the non-Jew, never acquires the chametz, and that chametz is our chametz on Pesach. Yes?
If it was a matter of practice today, most of us do not deal directly with the non-Jew, and we make a rabbi, a shaliach, to do it for us, presumably, he's going to comply with all of the...
100%, yes. Right. We, most of us, do not, myself included, I go to a rav in the community, we don't sell our own personal chametz. However, the rav definitely is doing this correctly. That we can be rest assured that our Baruch Hashem, our Rabbanim, our Talmidei Chachamim, who know exactly what to do, as well as when we come to Pesach, we're going to know what's going on. Or we might know too much and start asking questions. They'll say, you know what, I know what I'm doing. Okay. Let's see further. He says, after the brackets, V'chein kol koyotzi boy, any other type of proper acquisition is acceptable. Kol mokam u'mokam kefi minog ha'saychrim. Every single community according to the minog of how it's sold. Choshev ha'dover kikinyan api din Torah. Then it's considered to be an acquisition according to the Torah. V'shaper yish lahaknois gam ha'chometz bikinyan kazeh. And it's appropriate, it's good, for the non-Jew to acquire the chametz in any of these type of possibilities that we just explained. Oy, she oyesh limkor hachametz adi agov, the hainush yimkor lenochri karka oy cheder oyaskuloi. Now, once again, we're discussing a scenario when there's a lot of chametz, and the non-Jew cannot pull the chametz into his possession. So we have three other possibilities mentioned here. It's called kinyan agov. Agov means by the way of. So a person can sell to the non-Jew ground, a room, a cheder is a room, or you ask your loy, or you rent him the karka. V'agvon yoy maloy kineha chametz sheyeshli b'mokem hakarka oy b'chomokem shehu. Now, let's say this room has the chametz in it. So you rent him the room, and then what you do is you tell him that I'm renting you the room, and the chametz that's inside the room is not going to be acquired to you. So what's the main thing here? You're renting the room. And then the chametz gets dragged along with it. The bekinyan agav koine, that when this kinyan of agav, by the way, one acquires, the non-Jew acquires the chametz. Afilo einon siburin kan, even if it's not bundled up all in one spot. Here. Va'akarka niknis lanochri nekarka. The ground is acquired to the non-Jew by kesef im shtar, with kesef and a document, with money and a document. Next way of acquiring chametz by the non-Jew is schirus, when one is renting. Schirus is to rent. Dai by kesef belvad. All you have to do is kesef. You don't need meshicha. Va'afilu im ein hanochri noisim loy hakol kesef. Even if the non-Jew does not give you all of the money. Rak Aiz is Zuhuvim, but he just gives you some Zuhuvim, some Shekoirin Oifgab, it's called a down payment. Sagi, if the Nanju gives you a down payment, it's enough. The Yasni Imoy, the Hayisrael, the Jew, will make a condition with him. Shikne Beze Oifgab, Hacheder Vachomets. That the non-Jew is saying, listen, the Jew is saying to the non-Jew, you will acquire this room with chametz through the down payment. Ushar hakesef yiskoyf alav milve. Where's the rest of the money? Let's say the non-Jew has to pay $100. He only gives $50 down payment. Where's the rest of the money that he has to pay? The Jew will lend him that money. So the non-Jew is not really giving out the $100. That's also allowed. I'll lend it to you. I'll lend to you the rest of the money. Ikasu oid. Furthermore, the Achroinim write. The im habayis shachametz shom einoy shaloi elo sheschura biyodoi. This is also a practical case. Let's say you don't own the house. You're renting the house. Renting an apartment. Oz lo yoyel mechirosoi. Then yimkor dover sheinoy shaloi. Then it doesn't help to sell it. You can't say, I'll sell you this house. I'll sell you the room. Why not? It's not mine. How can I sell something that's not mine? So, ela yaskil nochri oisei hacheder. It's like you're subletting. You sublet. You sell it. I'm renting, and you sublet. V'yaskir loistam lahachzik boy kelev metaltilin metaltilov. You rented to him for living purposes. So you rent him the room, and then it's a little like the king of Agov. Once the non-Jew acquires the room, then he'll also acquire that chametz. Don't tell him explicitly that you're renting him to put the chametz inside of it. As we'll see in a few simonim more on that topic. Remichoyel, page Lamed Gimel, second line in the Mishnah Brura. Now, we're switching gears now. We're discussing now about a case in the Mishnah Brura where the Jew is acquiring the chametz. Until now, we've been discussing where the non-Jew is going to acquire the chametz. Now we're discussing where the Jew acquires the chametz. Yisrael shekon the chametz mi'akum. A Yisrael, a Jew, that acquires the chametz from Yisrael shekon the chametz mi'akum v'nosan kesef v'loy moshech adayin. The Jew acquires the chametz from a non-Jew. He gives the kesef, the money, to the non-Jew, but the Jew did not do meshicha. We said in order to do acquisition, you have to give money and do meshicha. Afal gav, even though, dilichat chilo, that in the best way of doing something, bevadai yesh lo limkor koydim haPesach, it's best to sell this chametz before Pesach. Shaharei lefi das kama poiskim, because according to the opinion of many poiskim, kesef koine bein Yisrael nochri. Kesef is a way of acquisition that between a Jew and a non-Jew. Mikol mokoim, I'm going to read the words and explain everything that's going on. Mikol mokoim im loy mochar, if the Jew did not sell this chametz, the over love of Pesach, and it was in his possession on Pesach, mutter. This chametz is mutter. What's the case? What's going on here? The case is as follows. Before Pesach, I go ahead and I acquire chametz from a non-Jew. How? With Ben Franklin. I give him $100. But I never did meshicha. Did I acquire that chametz?
No.
No. Exactly right. So since there are poskim that say I had to do meshicha, giving the money alone is not a way of acquisition. If that chametz is in my house, it's not called my chametz. It was his chametz. That's what we're talking about. The Holoroiva poskim continues the Mishnah Brura. Einoi koine el meshicha. You only acquire with meshicha. Meshicha is a very strong way of acquisition, and I did not do meshicha. Avokishim mashach, but when I do meshicha, afidu lo yinosan kesef, and I didn't give the kesef, I didn't give the money, but I did do meshicha. V'ovar lava pesach, and it was in my possession on Pesach. Then yesh lasar. Then we will say that the chametz is aser because I acquired it. I did meshicha, even if I did not give kesef the money. We're relying on kula that there was no b'shicha, it was just kesef, correct. Achein, however, im lefi minog ha-soichrim, luknois b'kesef, if the way the merchants sell is with kesef, mitzadid ha-prima godim la-hachmir, gam b'din ha-risha, and then the prima godim will say, even in the case, the first case which we discussed, that the Jew acquired the chametz from the non-Jew only through kesef, the prima godim will say that it's called an acquisition, and then that chametz is considered to be chametz shavah lava pesach if the Jew never sold it. V'aymet shari tshuva sif kodin tes. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Just to give a little chazara on what we discussed, what did we learn today? We discussed, first of all, davar muat, mechara tells us that the chametz that you sell should not be for the same value, it should be for davar muat. We saw the Mishnah Brura and then in the Bir Halacha, that said that it should be close to the value, nowadays it should be close to the value of what it's sold for. Furthermore, we discussed also the different ways of acquisition, that the non-Jew, we mentioned a few different ways, how the non-Jew has to acquire the chametz. If he's not around, and the chametz is too heavy, too big to pull, He can either put a sign on it, or he can acquire it. We said in other ways, through a handshake, if he's not in the neighborhood, you give a handshake to Kiyas Kaf. And we said that you have to say over that you're selling the chametz, not that you're selling the key. You're selling the chametz, not the key. Then we discussed the Agav Karka. You are selling the ground or the room, and the chametz is brought along as well at the same time. And now we have discussed over here, this last point, that Mashiach is the real way, the strongest way of acquisition. So according to the first opinion which we mentioned, if there was only, the Jew acquired the chametz only through kesef, then you did not sell it, it was not considered to be your chametz. If you did Mashiach without kesef, you dragged it, but you didn't buy it with money, it is still considered to be yours. The Prima Gadma says one should be if in the places where they're machmer with kesef, and then you acquire that chametz through kesef, it's considered to be your chametz, and then you would have to make sure you sell it before Pesach. Oh.